Ars Electronica 2008. A new cultural economy.
Good morning. I have the opportunity to talk to you about the three awarded artists from the hybrid category, hybrid arts. And this morning I had the chance to speak to the artists, and I had one question. The question was, do you see yourself as a hybrid artist? And Julius Popp said, I don't think in categories, I'm thinking in relationships. To get to a point in which the public decides in which direction my work of art is going. So therefore, hybridization is not a question of ideology, but a question of art production itself. So I'm not interested in the terms of hybrid art, but I'm more interested in the interconnectedness. Marusic said to me, I'm in the line of a body artist, and my artwork and the art product and the arts are related to my body. So in the tradition of the 70s, but I am still working on interrelatedness. This interrelatedness, he said, is related to other disciplines, so a cross-referencing. And finally, the Nike Award people, he said to me, we will discuss this at this table here to introduce our ideas of hybridity, because it's a term which we in the jury know or knew that it's still a category which is in construction. Therefore, I have to thank the jury members, Tim Edler, Jens Hauser, Jan Gong, and Michael Niemark, for their help and constructive business we had a couple of months ago. Because interesting to us, or at least to me, is that hybrid art expands the borders of the existing Ars Electronica categories to examine the extremely broad range of art production that don't fit in the established previous categories. Name it media art, name it electronic, sonic, interactive. They have all created a broad range of participation from the artist's sides. It may be asked if hybrid art isn't just another brand name or umbrella for a category of works that don't fit neatly elsewhere. As such, the hybrid art category 2008 is being represented by 363 entries, regardless of any given genre, topic, medium, or materiality. Now, in order to question hybrid art's potential, quotation, the jury's focus was put on how the combination of technologies, materials, topics, research areas, and disciplines generate specifically inspired artistic projects or experiences that tie together vision, knowledge, and the world of everyday life. Along these questions, we found that a great number of submissions dealt explicitly with climate change, ecology, second life or telesurveillance. Others contained elements of telepresence, brainwave, or electronic electromagnetic interfaces, or represented video enhanced stage performances at media architectures as kings for public spaces. Quotation end. But these projects, my opinion at least, don't necessarily mean the rise of an art form which echoes the etymological roots in the Hebrew metaphor with its origin in biology. Now, in order to question the hybrid paradigm for its future potential to ever gain a base in arts transition, a viable answer will not be given, and it was stated by the artist this morning, will not be given within the arts, but beyond the arts. Now let's face the origin of hybridization. In biology, hybrid has two meanings, two established meanings. The first meaning is the result of interbreeding between two animals or plants of different taxa. This first type of hybrid consists of crosses between populations, breeds, and cultivars within a single species. The second meaning reflects or refers to plant and animal breeding. In plant and animal breeding, hybrids are commonly produced and selected because they have a desirable characteristics not found or inconsistently present in the parent individuals of population. Hybridization is the rearranging of genetic material between population or races. Hybridization has become a truly revolutionary activity beyond biology in advanced research, high-tech industry, tech-driven global culture and society. By definition, hybridization may refer to genetics, which says hybridization is the process of combining different varieties of species of organism to create a hybrid. In molecular biology, nucleic acid hybridization is the process of joining two complementary strands of DNA. In chemistry, orbital hybridization is the mixing of atomic orbitals to form new orbitals suitable to bonding. In linguistics, hybridization is a term to describe the process of one language variety blending with another variety. Now, referring to vehicles, hybridization refers to the alteration of a vehicle into a hybrid electric vehicle. And finally, in globalization theory, hybridization refers to an ongoing blending of cultures. In an overall definition, hybridization may be understood in opposition to purification in all genres. In regard to its future potential, the hybrid format will deliver a higher degree of efficiency than the former pure single entities. On the global scale, the higher degree of efficiency means less energy consumption, less waste in the material world, along with a higher quality in the symbolic world. And therefore, I strongly believe we have to face the hybrid art theorem not any longer at its edges of the art, but as its core center amidst the environmental, global, tech, and information-driven discourse. Now, let me first introduce you the winner of the Golden Nika, who said that they will deliver a small discussion about they mean with hybridization as a confrontation between different disciplines according to the project which you may see at the OK. He may ask you to come to the computer here. Thank you.